Now, plants don't move much, and when they do close a flower or turn towards the sun, they do it slowly. But there is at least one dramatic exception.
The familiar but amazing Venus flytrap. The way the trap closes and what makes it close seem more the product of fiendish invention than of nature.
Documentaries like Death Trap have made the Venus flytrap loom large in the public's imagination. How can its jaws snap shut in just a tenth of a second? Now science may have the answer. NPR's Nell Boyce has more.
The Venus flytrap has cup-shaped leaves that are red on the inside and edged with sharp, spiny teeth. To see these in action, we took a flytrap to Phil Sheridan. He's a conservationist with a special interest in flesh-eating plants.
Okay, so we've brought you a little present.
Okay.
It's right here in this bag.
So here's how a flytrap works. An insect will maybe touch one trigger hair on the inside of the leaf and nothing happens. But as the insect touches another trigger hair, the trap closes.
So how come everybody always sets off a trap with a pen or a pencil? How come they never use their finger?
Well, you can use your finger.
All right, so now I want to do this. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm touching the trigger hairs.
And
there it
goes.
Got me.
Yeah.
One day, about 10 years ago, Harvard mathematician L. Mahadevan saw his first Venus flytrap. It was on a friend's windowsill. He was amazed to see the jaws slam shut.
I asked her, in fact, how well is this understood? She said, I don't know whether it's really well understood.
He didn't think too much more about it. Then, last year, a student gave him a Venus flytrap as a gift. He did a little reading and found that scientists had really only figured out how the trap knows when to shut. Mahadevan was interested in how the trap can close so quickly. Plants don't have muscles and can't close like a fist.
Plants don't have much, you know, going for them. The only thing they can really do is move water around. So how can you actually move so quickly by just moving water around?
Mahadevan suspected that something about the trap's shape might hold the key.
At that time, we had a high-speed camera, which of course we need because the thing happens relatively quickly. So we basically took the camera and aimed it at the Venus flytrap. You know, it's the most obvious thing to do.
What wasn't so obvious was how to follow exactly how the plant's shape changed during a snap.
So we basically painted little fluorescent dots on the leaf using a glow-in-the-dark paint bought from a children's toy store.
So why did you decide to paint the little dots?
Oh, so that we can actually visualize what's happening to the leaf quantitatively, so we can actually see how the dots are moving apart or together during the closure.
He fed movies of these dots into a computer, which then analyzed how the trap's walls stretched and bent. His hunch was right. The cup-like shape of the walls meant the plant just had to force a little water into some cells to get a dramatic reaction.
The leaf wants to stretch, and then beyond that, in fact, the leaf can't actually smoothly accommodate the deflation or the inflation of the little plant cells, and then it snaps. And of course, the Venus flytrap has to actually do this rapidly because otherwise it wouldn't catch the fly.
It works like a contact lens or a tennis ball cut in half. To make it turn inside out, you just have to give it a little nudge, and it suddenly flips itself. The study appears in the journal Nature, and it's a piece of work that has given Mahadevan more than just professional satisfaction.
I guess from a personal point of view, it's also nice. I'm a vegetarian, and it's good to see the plant getting its revenge, eating an animal rather than the other way around.
Nell Boyce, NPR News.
And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.